officers want more interesting things about the payback.
Now, where'd we start off at? Where'd we stop at?
You were telling me about the ashes.
Yeah, making the last soap.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we want to get on to, this mere soap trough business, you see.
Uh-huh.
Build me an ash hopper and a soap trough. And see, she has a spinning wheel, an old-timey spinning wheel, an old-timey talking machine,
uh-huh.
And I have quite a few items around here that's over 100 years old. Scattered around the place, and we, of course, talking sometimes, we're going to set this all up together, you know, just kind of for an antique place and kind of for the people that come through here to see,
mm-hmm.
because there's so many of the younger generation that you'd be talking about a spinning wheel and a soap trough and an ash hopper and so on and so forth. You don't even know what you're talking about in that line, you see. And broad axes. I have my broad axes here that you and that ain't pretty strong about starting building me a log house.
Uh-huh.
Hewing the logs and building it, putting it up. I've got the timber to make them.
Uh-huh.
But it's just one question in it that's holding me up. I might start it, and then if I got disabled, I'd be up against it. I'd lose my timber. And the timber that I've got here, this poplar timber, is very valuable. I have enough timber on my farm here to build a house, a log house. Just like they used to build them, and I can build one, because I helped build two back when I was just about grown. And I want to venture in on it, but I'm just a little bit afraid. I hate to go cut this timber down. But I can build a log house quicker than I built this house here that we're living in now, because you can put it up faster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I can hew about 100 feet a day, a lineal feet of logs a day. And if I stay normal, like able to work, you know. But I don't know whether I'll ever get that far along or not. They laugh at me sometimes about it. But, you know, it's like these people are passing on this interstate highway here. They see me and these old mules. I have this team of mules. I have tractors. And I use a tractor, but I still have a team of mules. So I get hook them up and go around on the back side over here, driving up and down there, picking up one thing and another and hauling it around. And there's so many people that don't even know what a mule, never seen a mule in a wagon. It's like I tell you, them people from Minnesota go all that driving around just to get to see and make pictures of them old mules. And to see them working them and to know what they were. So that's what it makes up this world, is a difference in people.
Mm-hmm.
And people that comes out in the country, there's a man I had, my granddaughters and her husband visited with us a few days back, and I showed him a garden, and I had to pull beans and grow in the garden, and he won't know if that was grapevines. I told him, no, that was beans. He thought it was grapes growing in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, you see, they come out in the rural area, and there's so many strange things here that they never did see or don't understand or things like that. But I've taken it all. I've worked these old mules. I've plowed and run these old tractors. I have an old tractor here, one of the oldest makes it out, sitting up here in the horse lot. If I get a call or people come here trying to buy it from me, my wife says, why don't you sell it? Well, it's got the old steel wheels on it. No, it's an antique. It's an old antique piece. I don't use it. I ain't got no use for it. And that's where they give me trouble for not selling it. But I just will own it, I guess, to somebody else.
Yeah.
And the older it gets, the...